Okay, she's getting off her horse now.
I know. Here she comes.
I didn't know she was bringing her horse. Welcome, Riley Whipple.
Yeah.
Hi. How's it going?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Was it a hectic morning getting up? And
it was a little hard to get up early, but...
Now, what time did you get
here.
Up?
You're here.
5:15.
Oh, wow. We're already at work. We've already had our coffee and Cheerios by that time. Bless your heart.
Joe's already done his hair by then.
I know. That's true.
Oh, you did that?
What's that?
I said, oh, you did that?
I did that to myself. I did. That's funny. All right. We know that she has a sense of humor, which is very important for a queen.
Does that come in handy in all the stress of...
Yeah, sometimes it lightens the mood.
Well, let's go ahead and get the Whipple question out of the way, okay? Because there's a posse member that we know as Ty Whipple. Do you know Ty Whipple?
Nope, never heard of him.
She doesn't claim him.
But he's your...
Great uncle.
Your great uncle.
Great uncle,
he is a great guy. You know, I like that Ty Whipple fella. All right, but let me ask you this question about the competition. What is your favorite part? Because I know there's many different parts of it.
My favorite part would have to be either getting to ride my horse all the time or hanging out with the other girls. We haven't got to hang out too much, but it's fun to meet new people.
And what do the girls talk about when they get together? We really want to know that. Well, I want to know that.
It's just everyday stuff. We don't talk about anything in particular.
Really? Don't talk about like American Idol or Big Joe and Bridget do you talk about horses? I know your horse's name is Pepper, right?
Yes, it is.
And don't ask me how I knew that, but I know. Okay, but now how old is your horse?
He is 21.
21?
Yes.
Another old horse. Is that old for a horse?
A little. Sometimes some horses start feeling it when they get around that age, but some horses can go for 10, 15, 20 more years.
Is that right? And now, as part of the rodeo competition, what's your favorite part of that?
Definitely the horsemanship part. That's our competition on Saturday morning. And I used to show in the 4-H. I used to show my horse.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that, a few ways.
I want to know, what all goes into picking the queen?
It's by points. The horsemanship is a big part.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coronation night, which is Sunday night, where they pick who's queen and everything, that is also by points. We have to give two speeches. One is just an introduction, and then the other one, they give us a topic, and we talk about the topic.
Ah. And you don't know the topic when they give it? I mean...
No, we found it out at the beginning of the contest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we have to do a tack question. We pick a piece of tack. We don't know what it is. We just pick a number, and then we have to describe what that is, and the judges just pretty much see how you... act
what you have
upon upon, like, if somebody were to come up to you, what's this piece of tack, you know?
So it's a lot that goes into...
Oh yes, a lot.
So if I said, hey, talk for 60 seconds right now about an armadillo slurpee, what would you do?
An armadillo slurpee?
I don't know if I could take you seriously.
Well, so, but that's kind of what they do. They spring something on you like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's always fun. Okay, now, do you have a nice dress for the coronation?
Yes, I do. I actually went and picked it up last night.
What color is it?
White and lime green.
That'd be weird if you showed up in the same dress.
I know it would.
Well, I think that's highly unlikely because most of the dresses are made for a specific girl and they want this color and then with these designs.
Oh.
And then people just reuse them, like, through the years.
Who's your favorite posse member?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, I'm kidding.
I'm related to half of them.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And who's your favorite country artist?
Blake Shelton.
Whoa.
There
you go. She didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, no, we're going to play her Blake Shelton song in just a few minutes. His new one called Honeybee. Do you like that one?
Yes, I do. I love that song.
We saw him. He was on that show, The Voice, the other night. Did you watch that?
No.
I bet you got to be in bed early like Bridget. I mean, you got a lot going on right now, right?
Yes, I do. But I was not in bed. I was practicing my speeches.
Probably her speech, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
So do you stand in front of the mirror and do that? Is that what happens? Is that what goes on? Do you put on
the
dress?
I'm going to give you all the secrets.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking. Hey, and I see you have tickets right there. Now tell me about the tickets.
Yes,
and where can we buy tickets from you?
Well, I have them at two different places. I have them at Radovich's down in Jamestown, right by the Frosty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love that Frosty place.
And you can go buy some tickets, and then you can buy a Frosty, a hamburger, fries,
there you go.
All that. And then I have them down at Letterbuck right by the candy vault, so you can get some candy.
Oh, there you go.
She has some strategic.
She's smart. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's excellent.
Or you can call me for them.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep. And do we have your number?
Well, it is up all around town.
Oh, it's
I
on the
posters.
Okay, well, what's your number?
559-7618.
Now, was this like on your personal phone?
Yeah.
My gosh, anybody can call you.
Yep.
Bridget, you should put a poster up around town. Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.